Good morning, boys and girls. I'm Caitlin Dodson, and I have a strange question for you guys. Have any of you ever been super hungry and gone to the fridge for some pickles or jam for a PB&J, and you couldn't get the jar open? It's pretty frustrating, right? You can see the food inside just staring back at you, but you can't get to it because a small piece of metal on top of a jar. Well, lucky for you guys, I have a solution. What do you guys do if you can't get the jar open? Well, personally, I usually go to mom and dad. I know that an adult with bigger arms and stronger hands can open the jar in no time. If I can't do it, mom can. If mom can't do it, dad can. And well, if dad can't do it, he'll spend all afternoon figuring out a way to open it for me. Some situations in life are like the stuck jar. A lot of times, you can try and try and try, but you can't get things to work out the way you want it to. It makes you think, wow, it'd be super nice if God came flying down from heaven and opened this jar for me. But a lot of times, that's not how it works. God usually has a plan for us in the waiting and trials that we don't always see when we're struggling. For example, in the Bible, Joseph had a similar struggle to our sealed jar. Joseph was tossed into prison and sold into slavery. God could have busted Joseph out of prison at any time, but if he did, Joseph wouldn't have been in the right place or the right time to save Egypt and his family from a famine. If God just saved us every time things went wrong, we would never learn anything ourselves. We would sit back and expect a quick and easy rescue at the snap of a finger, and we would never learn to trust in the Lord. We would never soar on our own. So, next time you come across a stuck jar, take a moment to thank God for the way he teaches us to trust in him through struggles, and then go ask mom and dad for help. Let us all bow our heads to pray. Dear God, give us patience and help us to always trust in you during hard times. Let us remember that you do everything for a reason and have plans bigger than we know. Thank you for always being there and loving us no matter what. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.